How did I used to start these? It's been a while.
However you saw fit, I believe.
With great difficulty. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Extremely Uninteresting Podcast. My name is Rory and I'm joined this week by Shrek's best friend, Danky.
I'm making waffles.
I'm sure I've used that before.
I think you've used it before. That's my favourite lyric on the new Post Malone album. Calling her Shrek because she got a donkey. Bars?
Question mark.
It's
certainly a bar. Whether or not it's a good one is up for debate. But it's, it is.
I enjoyed it. I feel like if someone I didn't like said that bar, like if say that was on like a Tory Lanez album or someone who sucks like that, I would be like, oh god.
Imagine if Drake said that.
If Drake said that, I would kill myself. I would think it was the worst thing I've ever heard, but because Posty said it, but Posty can carry it off. He's got that sort of like likable charm to him that he can say something like that and it's not too. Anyway, the Extremely Uninteresting Podcast. Glad to be back, Chris. It's been a while.
Oh man, it's been like a month since we last put out an episode, a proper episode, I should say. Last week there was a bonus episode, and not last week as in last week as we're recording this, last week as this is going out.
I was gonna say, if you didn't, because it doesn't exist currently.
It does exist. I've made it, and I've scheduled it to go out in 38 minutes' time.
Oh, boy.
I was going to do it this morning, but then I recorded a tiny little, like, not even 30 seconds, like, 15-second clip at the start just to be like, we got a new episode coming out next week. Keep your eyes peeled for that sort of thing. I did one take of it this morning. I absolutely hated it, and I gave up and was like, I'll do it when I get home.
Fair enough.
So that's going. That was going to go out this morning. It's now going out this evening. So go back and listen to that if you didn't. It's really funny. It's Dan messing up trying to send a Zoom meeting.
I wouldn't say I was messing it up. I would just say I was. No, yeah, I was messing it up.
You were messing it up, but I almost forgot.
It's something I hadn't done before.
You'll probably have to do it again today. So hopefully you're prepared for that.
I'm not.
I'm giving Mimi my mouse because I forgot about that, and I just clicked, and it was noticeably loud. So I'm putting it over here.
Was it noticeably loud, like me shaking a protein shake right into the mic the second you started introducing the podcast?
The funny thing is, I didn't hear that because I don't. The audio I get from you isn't
you
through the mic.
You come from my headphones.
So I didn't hear it. I saw it, but I didn't hear it. So it didn't totally derail me, but I'll definitely cut that.
It didn't throw you off your game as much as I had hoped.
No. I saw it happening, but I was like, he probably thinks I could hear that.
No, I was doing it, and I was like, he probably can't hear this.
Donkey.
Donkey. Get out. I remember you sent me a video. This is so off the rails. Can you tell we haven't done one in a while?
It's been a month, as
I
said.
It's been a month. But I remember you sent me a video of you with a Shrek filter on, saying, donkey, get out me swamp. You said, like, what are you doing in me fucking swamp or something.
Donkey, get out me fucking swamp.
And it's the greatest Shrek impression ever. Almost as good as my Doofenshmirtz impression.
Your Doofenshmirtz impression is actually good.
Nope, and so is this. Come on, Rory, please.
Is it?
It's only fair that I play it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, I went off it immediately.
Amazing. Well done.
Donkey, get out me fucking swamp.
Brilliant, right? It sounds donkey, it's so
get
authentic.
Out me fucking swamp.
You just gave up at the end. You just said, "Don't care, get out me fucking swamp."
It sounded a bit too brummy for me. It just wasn't what I was going for, so it just
donkey,
made you chuckle.
Get out me swamp.
That's what it sounds like to me. Mm. Exactly like that. But I'm an impressions guy, so I could do loads of really good impressions. Just, I guess, Shrek isn't one of them.
Are you an impressions guy?
Yeah, let's say that I am.
Okay.
In episode 100, I'll show everyone my impressive impressions.
Impressive. Yeah. But I feel like you should introduce the co-host, talk a bit, because this is the least focused start we've ever had to an episode.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, I
don't
believe that's
way worse.
Yeah, horse with the most sauce comes to mind. But yeah, go ahead, explain to the people.
Co-host. I already introduced you. You're Danky.
No, the co-hosts.
Oh, sorry.
I know I'm Danky, but...
Mimi is here, and Ducky, Puggle, and... Corgus and Puggle, and @marshmallow is there too. If you don't know what those are, go to our Instagram @extremelyuninteresting. You will find them all.
Maybe not Marshmallow. I'm not sure about Marshmallow.
I don't think Marshmallow is there either.
Well, Marshmallow's not officially a co-host. Marshmallow is just with me changing my setup to now being on my Mac, which I got working, as you found out in the previous exciting episode. I have a slightly wider angle now. And you
did
can
you say that in the previous episode? Or did you? Because you said it in the bonus. I don't know
yeah,
if it
that's
made
what
it
I mean.
The previ- oh, okay.
Not the previous episode. I have no idea what I said in the previous episode, but I know that I said that in the bonus.
I know. I can remember like one or two things from the previous episode, and they're all to do with Kelvin Batchelors. So.
It's hard to believe Kelvin Batchelors was the last episode. That feels like so long ago.
It does, yeah. I mean, well, it came out on March 12th, I think. Which was, this is, it's currently April 9th at time of recording. So that's pretty much a month. But that would have been recorded the month before the month, the week before that.
Yeah.
And I think we recorded that on a Monday. So it's been ages. It's been like 5 to 6 weeks since we last recorded. So it's kind of wild.
Why is that, I wonder? Or is this all addressed in the bonus?
No, it's not addressed in the bonus. I just said time constraints. I think I touched on it before in the last episode that I was going on holiday, which I did. I went on holiday to Malta for 2 weeks. We walked around the whole outside of the island, 156 kilometers in 6 days.
And I look forward to hearing your incredibly exciting stories about it.
Stories?
Leave it out.
I mean, I don't know if I'll tell anyone any here, but it was a great experience. It was amazing. I wish I was still doing it right now, but I'm not.
Yeah,
sadly.
I wish you were still doing it right now as well.
Thanks, man. But that's where I was for 2 weeks, and then last week I was just really busy with work. We wanted to record an episode the week before I left, but it just didn't come to fruition for whatever reason. So we took a month out. That's the explanation. We were just busy. I went away.
I wasn't particularly
Dan
busy.
Wasn't busy. He could have made a Lacking the End interesting part two, but he decided against it.
That was never an option for me.
It was
well, I guess
discussed.
It was an option, but that was never discussed.
You could have taken your own intuitive. Taken your own initiative.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
Taken your own initiative and recorded that on your ones, but, well, it would have been on your ones. Or you could have, like, called me to have me, like, there, and I'd be like, why are you calling me? And you're like, I'm recording the episode. That would have been funny. Well, or would it?
I don't know. I guess we'll never know because
we
it
will
didn't happen.
I guess we'll never know, as a wise man once said.
The wisest man, some would say.
I don't know who those some are, but they'd be very wrong. But
himself,
yeah, that's where
probably.
We've been, essentially. There's no great conspiracy, unlike the ones that we bring up. We haven't, you know, dropped off the face of the earth. We haven't died. We just haven't been around. We haven't dropped off the face of the flat earth. We haven't, you know, fallen into hollow earth. We haven't been hit by a chicken disease, you
Sorry?
Know.
Chicken disease? What
I
was
trying
that?
To think, trying to think about something to do with poultry, guys, but I don't know
We're
if I like
being haunted by a spooky chicken.
Well, I don't
we
know
been,
how the
we
chicken
died,
died.
Shagging a chicken.
Yeah, I didn't know if I liked the implications I was putting on us there, to be honest.
Specifically, Rory hasn't died shagging a chicken. We can neither confirm nor deny whether he has done the act, but he's still alive, so we
I
know
mean,
half
I
of it.
I strongly deny it, to be honest.
Will you be able to prove in a court of law, beyond a reasonable doubt?
I could swear on the Bible. That works in America, right?
You swear on the Bible. That is not the law. Funny
But
stuff.
Anyway, we've got some weekly segments to get to. Did I mention that this is episode 92? I don't think I mentioned that. Seven episodes to go.
Cool.
This is episode 92. Seven episodes to go after this one.
Oh, I understand why you said you'll do your impressions in episode 100 now. I completely... Yeah, that's funny.
We're ending on episode 99, if you don't know. Yeah, we should probably discuss what we're going to do in those seven episodes. Because I don't think they could all be as mishmashed and dish dashed as this one, or maybe they can,
as the old saying goes.
Exactly. But anyway, segments. One of which is a fact,
a very exciting fact, you could say,
the most exciting fact, that fact being the unicorn fact of the week that happens every single week. Play jingle here. Unicorn fact of the week. It's a unicorn fact every week.
Jesus, that's a good one. That was a very interesting one. I feel like it had to be something that was going to deliver like that with the gap it's been between the weekly facts, but hell, you've done it again, and you've just pulled another rabbit out of the hat. I don't know how you do it, but yeah.
Creative genius. That's what can you. I say? Creative genius. But this week's unicorn fact of the week that happens every single week. You'll have to hike if you want to find a unicorn. Unicorns are rumored to live deep within forests, presumably enchanted ones, so you're unlikely to ever see one. You're unlikely to ever see one. Easy
That's
for me
exactly
to say.
What you said.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I said it.
So you're unlikely to ever see one. So you're unlikely to ever see one. What just happened?
I guess I said the same thing three times. I think in my head I said you've unlikely to ever see one.
See, now I'm thinking maybe you did.
I guess we'll find out. The audience already knows, but we don't. Mm. What a mystery. Keep you on your toes. But of course, you should stay vigilant next time you take a walk through the woods, because you never know if you'll encounter a unicorn. So maybe I should plan my next hiking holiday around finding a fucking unicorn.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you encounter any unicorns while you were in Malta?
Not much forest in Malta, I'll be honest.
You surprised me.
Very little trees. Lots of rocks.
Yeah, a lot of rocks. Some would say too many rocks.
Yeah. Cactuses.
Like WrestleMania 40.
I haven't watched the main event of Night 2.
I haven't watched any of Night 2.
Oh, okay.
But I'm assuming there was too many rocks.
I don't know. There wasn't a rock until the main event. But yeah, I got the main event spoiled for me.
Oh, really? I haven't. I know nothing that happened on Night 2. I don't follow. But the thing is, the only way I would get spoiled, because I don't follow anything that would spoil it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any wrestling on TikTok, like, ever. And I don't really use Twitter. So, yeah, that's all good for me.
I mean, I use Twitter, but I don't follow anything, and I try to not engage with any wrestling-related things, so I don't get wrestling spoilers, because I am always behind at the moment, it seems. But I watched all of Night, or up until the main event of Night 2, the morning after it happened, and then I made it to 4:38, I think it was, in the afternoon, until I saw a spoiler, because someone I follow on Twitter, who is a Portsmouth fan, tweeted out about it.
Oh, that's rude of them.
Couldn't believe it. Mm. I was fuming.
Well, to be fair, I feel like we all know what's going to happen going into it. Well, actually, I don't know, because I thought that last time. So, I don't know. We'll find out.
I cannot confirm nor deny anything. But anyway, wrestling. Let's move on.
Yeah, everyone has already stopped listening.
Unicorn facts. I already did that.
You already did that, and it was very, very exciting.
It was.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I said oh, boy when you said unicorn fact of the week, but I normally do.
So I don't think you did.
One of my little catchphrases. Oh, boy.
You've got some good catchphrases.
Hard to shove a catchphrase.
But you got some good catchphrases, like your one for the past is uninteresting segment.
It sure is.
Damn right it is. So this week I've got a quite hard one.
Okay. Don't know why you're telling me that, but go off, I guess.
Shut up. I've got quite a difficult one for you this week. So as mentioned in episode 5... Conspiracy
oh my
theory
God.
Special.
Is that the famous, was that the first conspiracy?
It was. It was the famous Walt Disney, whatever your conspiracy theory was.
Tom Hanks.
Yes, Tom Hanks being a nonce.
It was a really
allegedly.
Bizarre one to start off with. I look back on that and I'm like, I think I saw a video about it the day before and I was like, I'm going to talk about this. It's not even close to the right sort of thing to talk about on a lighthearted conspiracy theory episode. And I feel like I learned a lesson that day.
Well, you know. I enjoyed it. I thought it was informative and
it
funny, which is all I want you to be.
I don't know if it was as funny as some of the other ones I've done. You know, I've tried to go for more lighthearted conspiracy theories since.
Like Tommy Wiseau being D.B. Cooper.
There's no conspiracy or theory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We
well,
have
a lot
already
of conspiracy,
proved that.
But it's true. Either way, go ahead. Continue with the past is uninteresting. It sure is.
Oh, yeah. So, as mentioned in that episode, the conspiracy theory special, the first one, what did Disney do to old pictures of Walt Disney at Disneyland to protect Disney's family-friendly image? Take a shot every time I say Disney.
I know this already.
Do you?
Yeah. I feel like this is just something I know already.
Go ahead.
What did they do?
That's a long silence for somebody who said they know it.
I was trying to think of something funny to say, but my creative juices ain't flowing. Maybe if I was to take a sip of my creative protein shake.
I'll take a sip of some creative juice as well. From now on, the episode will be more creative and more funny.
But no, I don't have a creative or funny answer. It takes a second. Yeah, of course you did. Takes a second to engage. So I'm pretty sure they removed cigarettes or like a pipe or something because he was a smoker. I met a lot of scousers yesterday. Going for a smoke.
I guess we'll find out.
Oh yeah, I've got to load some. Fuck's sake!
Show me fucking potato salad. I mean, they go to lengths to protect the family friendly image. Like, you know how they like on old pictures of Walt Disney they have around in Disneyland that they like crop out the cigarettes that were in his hands and he looks like he's just holding his hand in a very weird way.
God.
Ding, ding, ding. I suppose.
Give me a fucking ding.
I'll ding you on the chin if you're not fucking careful, if you keep talking that shit. But congratulations, you got it right.
Damn right I did. Not only is the past uninteresting, so am I.
But you said that, oh, this is something I just know. If I extended that clip for like an extra second, it would have had you saying, being like, oh no, I don't know that. Didn't know that. Did I really? Sort of thing. So clearly you thought you knew, but maybe you didn't know. Who's to say?
Well, I guess you did know because you got it right. Yeah, I guess I did know. Can I get another ding, please?
Ding.
Thank you.
I'm not editing any
things. No? Okay.
That's not what I do. I haven't done that in ages. I used to do that for the fake name game.
What a great title that was.
I'm one with titles. I'm really good with them.
You're one with titles? What does that mean?
I'm just so good at them. It's like I'm part of a title.
I have one with everything or one with all. What are we going to call you? Title man.
Yeah.
Oh god. Title Mr. M title.
Mr. Oh, M title. Yeah, what does the M stand for? Mr.
Yeah, Mr. title.
Mr. title. Yeah, that's great. There you go. That's my new.
I was trying to make a pun on like entitled. Like entitled, but I guess N would make more sense than entitled.
Mr.
Entitled.
Mr. Nigel titled.
Entitled. That's one for the scholars in the future. Speaking of scholars, Kelvin Bachelors.
any more info on Kelvin Bachelors? I mean, in the last episode, I did set you the task of writing the first, I think it was 100 words, I think I said. It might have been more than that.
I have no idea.
That's a good sign. I mean,
I know exactly what the plan was.
Was it 100 words or was it 250 words? I can't remember. But I set you a task of writing the first 100 to 250, maybe even 500 or something stupid like that.
You told me to write the full novel.
Yeah, something like
of
that.
Kelvin Bachelors.
But Kelvin Bachelors wasn't the name of the novel. Kelvin Bachelors was the name of the character.
No, it was Degrees of Separation.
Was it Degrees of Separation or was it Degrees of Romance?
It was definitely Degrees of Separation.
Oh, okay.
Degrees of Romance is the sequel.
Oh, interesting. But what's the separation? Or will we find out what the separation is?
The Degrees of Separation... God, you stink. The Degrees of Separation was because the person he's... Mr. Kelvin Bachelors is interacting with is from a very different background. He's very wealthy and rich and snooty and a bastard. Whereas she's very poor and hardworking and raised by a single mom in like the Bronx or something, you know?
Okay.
And he's like an upper class white person and she's like, I should probably only write from the perspective of white people actually, considering I am a white person. But I was going to say like are you familiar with the musical The Heights?
I'm not, no.
Okay, well, someone from like that sort of area. I don't know if that takes place in the Bronx, but I think that's like, it's like a Latino people from New York, I think. Latino I've never actually people. Seen it. I've only heard my girlfriend talk about it.
Okay.
So that's the kind of vibe I'm getting.
Okay.
The vibe that I think exists in this thing that I haven't seen.
It's a good starting point, to be honest.
Mm.
At least you have a vibe to go on. You've got the basis of a really strong story. It's just about how you tell that story.
Yeah, I need to go back and listening to me describing it, because I feel like I had it more fleshed out then, and I was literally making stuff up off the top of my head.
Well, I tasked you with doing 100 words, I think it was. Let's say 100 words. I'm going to assume that you did not do that.
You would be correct in that assumption.
Have you? I'm going to assume that you have done nothing of the sort.
Nothing of the sort. I completely forgot about it. But I can do it. I can do it now.
No.
You don't want me to just come up with the opening to my epic romance novel right now?
I mean, if you can, I would be very impressed. But I mean, you say that you've totally forgot about it. I mentioned it last week when we were going to record last week, but then I was too busy.
Did you?
And I mentioned it earlier today.
No, I forgot about it until you mentioned it earlier today. And I was okay. Oh, yeah.
Because I also tasked myself with writing the first 100 words of Disney World Order.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done that.
Oh, brilliant.
But so what I do have...
What are you having a go at me for?
Well, because I don't have 100 words, but I have...
Did you ask ChatGPT to do it again?
No, that's why I don't have 100 words. I have... 38, I think it was.
Okay.
Or 38 or 39. Because 100 words really isn't that many. So I wrote the first, like... I just wrote a load of paragraphs, or like half a paragraph, fleshed it out a little bit, and then was like, wow, that's like 40 words. Then I removed one word, and then was like, oh, that will take no time. I'll do the rest of it later. Didn't do the rest of it later. Mm. So
you removed one word. Were you not happy with it being 40 words? I've done too much.
I mean, there was, I don't know if the word adds more to it. I mean, I'll read it to you now, and you could tell, and I'll tell you what the future removed word was, and you could tell me if you think it belongs or not. So,
okay,
the story starts. It starts the only way a Disney related thing can start. Once upon a time.
Okay.
Once upon a time, this place wasn't like this, or so I've been told at least. The thriving cities of the pre-D world are a distant memory lost to time and only captured in storybooks, though these abound.
Is that it?
That's it. That's the.
Oh, that's pretty good. It's a good start. It's a good start point. I wanted to hear more. You had me. I'm not gonna lie. You had me there, Rory.
I'm not sure the pre-D world is what I'm gonna end up referring to the Disney world, but you know, because pre, I don't know, pre-D,
like BC, pre-D, post-D.
Oh my god, pre-D, yeah, pre-D and post-D,
yeah,
pre-D and Anno Domini.
Anno Domini sounds like a really cool, like,
Anno Domini is getting included in this.
Anno Domini sounds like a really cool, like, skeleton detective man, or like a demon.
Like Skullduggery Pleasant.
Like Skullduggery Pleasant, but he, like, exists in an underworld full of, like, weird, colorful demon characters. And, like, maybe all of the baddies. Baddies, Christ.
Why did you say it like that? Oh my god.
Well, I wanted to say bad guys, but then I was like, I'm not going to say bad guys. I'm going to say something else. And then D's came to my mind.
Well, I mean.
Because you got D's on the brain.
Yep. Disney related D's.
Yeah, Disney related D's, of course. So, yeah, Anno Domini. That's good. That's good. All right, I've got a new story to write about Anno Domini.
Anno Domini, Kelvin Batchelor's Disney World Order. Oh my god. How do you see Anno Domini unfolding? Is that a short story or a novella or a novel?
I feel
or
Anno
is it like...
Domini is a continuing series of graphic novels.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was getting that vibe from Anno Domini as well.
Anno Domini.
Nice.
It's like Anno. His name is Anno Demon.
Uh huh.
And the I is like Demon Incorporated. Anno Demon I, like dot I.
Anno Demon.
And Demon Incorporated is his like murder solving business.
Murder solving.
Yeah.
Police.
Detective. No, but he's like an independent detective. He wears a trench coat.
Oh, that's. I think that might. You're getting a bit too close to Skullduggery Pleasant. I've not read
true.
It. To
maybe
be honest,
not.
But...
No. Yeah. He is a detective though.
There's some stuff to flesh out about Anno Domini, but I think it's got legs, of the bony kind. I'm not sure if
he's a demon. He's not a skeleton.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, he's a demon. Oh, yeah. I don't know. In my head, he was a skeleton because of Skullduggery Pleasant. But no, if it's a demon, totally different.
Yeah. I just got an email from Domino's saying thank you for your order, but I haven't ordered anything, so let me check that real quick.
That's the D. That's the D in question. But the word that was I know I said I'd do this and I didn't. So the word that I removed was that was my first attempt. That was my first write out. I was pretty chuffed with that. But it said though these are obviously banned. But I think just saying though these are banned,
I don't think it needs obviously. I agree. 100%
agreed. I didn't think it needed obviously. So that's the first 39 words of Disney World Order.
Well, I'm hooked. I can't wait for more.
I mean, I'll try and write more. I mean, I want to get the first page down, and then I'll decide from there whether this is going to stay as a joke on the Extremely Uninteresting podcast, or if I'm going to expand it into something more. You know,
you might get a cease and desist if you try to do that.
I don't know but then I wouldn't make it Disney World Order, but I'd make it something similar, but something that's not going to get me sued, you know?
Would it count as fair use under parody law?
Maybe. I'd have to look into it.
How are we going to get around including the brother bear? Because I feel like the brother bear is key to...
The brother bear is a vital part of the story. I can't remember why, but the brother bear is definitely a vital part of the story.
Mm.
So,
Sicky Shrew and the others.
Sicky Shrew. Oh, God. Conald Cluck, was it?
Yeah, sure.
I think it was Conald
and like
Cluck.
Silly or whatever Goofy was called.
I think you originally called him just Dumb or something like that when we were coming up with some names.
Sicky Shrew, Conald Cluck, and Dumb, the famous characters.
I think it was like Mercury or Mars was the name of the dog. I can't remember.
Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto. We obviously need to. I need to go back and, you know.
If anyone wants to go back and listen to every single episode and let us know every single little detail we have ever said about the Disney World Order, that would be greatly appreciated.
That would be extremely
And you
helpful.
Will not be paid for your time.
I will give you a crisp 50p coin for each year it takes you. So hopefully it will only take you one. But
what was that laugh?
You got Goofy on the mind.
Good.
But I have the right to cancel your contract if I think you're taking too long. So it's a year long contract for 50p. But I'm gonna
I don't
need
see
that
how anyone could turn that down.
It's a you know, it's an employment.
Yeah, I guess
it's one for the CV. I guess. I made a really weird noise there after I said I guess. But yeah, I'm excited to hear your starts to Kelvin Bachelors and Anno Demoni to see how they've got as much legs and intrigue as the Disney World Order. Who knows?
Maybe his name is Demon Inspector.
Demon
That's what the
Inspector.
I is. Inspector. Like the I could be Inspector instead of
Incorporate. I think that works.
His name's Anno and he's a Demon Inspector. So he's Anno Demon I.
Is it spelled like demon.i?
Yeah.
Okay.
Demon I. Like his name is an Anno Demon. His name is Anno.
Yeah.
And he's a demon inspector, so he's Anno Demoni.
I like that. Way to make it work, you know?
Because I wasn't sure about Incorporated. I was like, that would be Ink.
Yeah.
Anno Demon Ink? Nah.
Demon Ink. Yeah, not sure on that one.
Demon Incorporated. But like a demon inspector? Or does he inspect demons? Is he a regular person who inspects demons? Or is he a demon inspector? Is he a demon inspecting, so he is a demon inspector? Or is he a person inspecting demons, so a demon inspector? Is he a demon inspector or a demon inspector?
But what do you mean by a person inspecting demons?
That's the thing. Is he like an exorcist?
But would that be demon like expecting? I don't know.
Expecting.
Inspecting.
I thought you said expecting. Oh, how would you inspect a demon?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is it the demons like live around, but there's a demon inspector to make sure that the demons aren't, you know,
demoning.
Like the government
demons live amongst us.
Yeah, but and there's like a Men in Black sort of society that has to inspect them to make sure that they're staying in their little box. And he's the demon inspector, but one of the demons that he's inspecting is going awry. And it becomes a whole thing of saving humanity from the demon, even though he's just a humble demon inspector.
I don't know about that. That seems a bit too broad. That seems a bit too Men in Black. That can be... I can think about that. But I'm thinking more like
demons live amongst people, but they've lost all of their power because Satan lost some kind of war. So they're kind of just people, but they're like a secondary class and they live amongst everyone. Kind of like District 9 sort of thing.
Oh, so people know that they're demons.
People know that demons
are there. I was going down the route that they don't know.
No, I prefer it if they do know. Like, okay. It's just a different... Because then it's a bit samey to our current world. I want a different world where it's demons live amongst people, but they've lost, like, their demon power, but certain demons might be able to do stuff. And the demon inspector is specifically there to control the demons. He's, like, his own version of the police force. They have a specific task force set up to inspect the demons. Demon inspector. Anno Demoni. The demon eye.
What are we getting from this main character from Anno?
Well, he's the lead inspector of the demons.
What's his progression in this story? Is it just documenting him expecting the demons?
It's documenting him expecting the demons, but over time he's becoming more and more sympathetic to the demons' causes and realizing that they're being judged on their past sins as demons. Whereas now, lots of these... This is years in the future after the fall of Satan and demons lost all of their powers.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're like being judged for the past sins, seeing like, you were horrible, mean demon people. How dare thy? I spurn thee. Whereas now they're just like a secondary class of citizen and they're being segregated and treated horribly. It's a lot of race commentary on
It's kind of District 9, isn't it? It's kind of like... I could picture the world and I could see it being an interesting world, but I'm struggling to see what Anno's...
Okay, I'll get to it. I'm doing some world building.
I'm
becoming
fine with
more
the world
sympathetic
building.
To this cause. He's not becoming a demon, or maybe he is a demon. Or that would be too close to Blade Runner then. Like, is he a replicant?
I'm sorry. No spoilers, please.
That's never revealed in Blade Runner. Okay. That's like the whole point is like he's just a... it doesn't matter. You should watch Blade Runner. It's a great film.
I really want to.
Watch the director's, the final cut, though. Don't
how
watch
long
the
is
theatrical
it?
Version. 75 hours.
Okay, that's fine. I can fit that in.
I have no idea. Like, maybe I just over 2 hours, 2 and a bit hours, maybe? I don't fucking know.
Will it be better than the big monkey and lizard movie I watched the other day?
I would be surprised, if I'm honest, because that sounded awesome.
It was a lot of fun. It was exactly what I wanted to be. I feel like they made so many shots in that film just for it to become a gif. I don't know if you've seen the one of the monkey getting in Kong's face and then he pops
I've seen many, many gifs from that film, and I'm thinking I need to watch this fucking film. It's great.
It's entertaining. It's not an amazing film. If you're into giant monster films, then you'll definitely enjoy it. But if you're looking for a good story.
If
maybe
you're looking for a cutting edge piece of cinema.
Yeah,
if you're
maybe
going
I'd
for
look
an
at Monkey Man
experience,
or something.
You're not going to get it.
Are we going to watch Monkey Man? I kind of want to watch Monkey Man.
I kind of want to watch Monkey Man. We can watch Monkey Man. I need to watch Dune 2 first.
You do. That's going to be out of cinemas soon, dude.
Yeah. Monkey Man? Like the boys. We're just going to turn to each other every now and then just go, Monkey Man?
I mean,
it's not a series, but you know.
It's like 2 hours and we could just, you know, I could just drive to you and watch it in the cinema. But anyway, this meeting is about to come to an end and it's been a hell of a first half.
I can't tell you a single thing we talked about.
We talked about unicorns. We talked about the past being uninteresting. We talked about where we've been. We talked about Anno Demoni. We talked about Disney World Autumn. We talked about Kelvin Bachelors. We talked about the whole shebang. If you want to hear us talk about more stuff, then keep listening. But first, Dan's going to hit you with some amazing intermission music.
God.
So look forward to that.
And the violence causes silence. We mistaken. Let me see. It's not me. It's not my family. In your head. In your head. They are right hand. With their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns in your head, in your head, they are your head, in your head, in your head, zombie, 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 what's in your head? Zombie, zombie.
Poutly faced pomegranate?
Does it say poutly?
Poutly. P-O-U-T-L-Y faced pomegranate. Poutly. Well, I've never been more insulted in my life.
It was meant to say poultry faced pomegranate.
Oh, sorry. Let me. Poultry, damn it.
Yeah, brilliant. Well done.
Poultry faced pomegranate? Certainly not I. That's very loud.
Oh, God. My ears are ringing.
But something I want to say that's just funny. I always give a full explanation as to why I sing the songs that I do in the intermission music, and then it's never included in the actual thing.
Well, because why would I include it?
Because why would it be?
This is intermission music. I know, it's just but music. It's just
people are going to be so confused. Like, why the fuck is he singing this?
Well, now people will know why you sang Holiday. You didn't actually explain why you sang Holiday. It's just because you said, oh, I'm all over the place. And then you started singing Holiday because it's on the KSI album All Over the Place. If you know that, you would have understood that. If you didn't, you'd be like, wait, what is this song and why has he randomly started singing it? Because you didn't really explain it.
I haven't listened to that yet. Does it include me singing Curious George as well?
Yeah, it includes pretty much all of it. I trimmed it down a little bit and did a little bit to the fucking... you know, shouting and screaming that you did.
It was a stressful time. In case you didn't hear my goal, Bernardo Silva's scored for Man City already.
I was going to get it up, but we've reached too many devices watching it at the moment, so I can't get it up on my phone.
Oh, that's probably because I have both games up. I'll close one of them.
No, that's fine. You could keep them up. I don't want to be distracted by football anyway. I'll just watch the second half. But yeah,
you're not missing out. Apparently, Steve McManaman's on commentary. Oh, so that's a damn shame. It just said on the side, Steve McManaman. I'm like, oh God, I'm glad it's on mute currently.
He's not fun. He's no fun. But speaking of second halves, let's dive into the second half of this fantastic recording of the Extremely Interesting Podcast. So,
aren't you so glad this is one of our final episodes?
Honestly, I think that this episode is fantastic. Anno Demoni, that's gold.
That's brilliant.
I think you've got history. You've got a future as a world builder, or like, not. I don't know. I haven't seen you bring these ideas into fruition, so I'm not sure how you are doing that. But in terms of the actual creating of the concept,
I'm more of a concept person than I am a story person.
Yeah. It would be really useful if I was a story person, so then we could make them that way, but I'm not 100% sure if I am.
But I just spew nonsense, mostly. I just be like, oh, and what if this and this as well? And maybe this. What about this? Maybe not that. That as well.
Just throw stuff at a wall, see what sticks, sort of thing.
It all sticks, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. And then that's you struggle to get stuff away, you know? If you're like, but this idea seems so good, but it isn't fitting in where you want it to fit. That could be a future struggle.
I throw it at the wall and it sticks so much that I can't get it back off the wall. I'm struggling. I'm like, give me back my idea. And the wall's not having it. The wall's like, this is so good. I'm keeping it.
I'm keeping it and I'm selling it to the highest fucking bidder.
Yeah.
But speaking of good ideas, do you remember what we did in our famous Bourbon Biscuit episode?
We have a famous Bourbon Biscuit episode?
the Book of Mormon episode.
Oh, okay.
Well, I for some reason I put hashtag Bourbon Biscuit and you were very excited by that.
It was because Mormon kind of sounds like Bourbon to you, even though not really. Mm-hmm. But I remember what top rated Linkin Park albums.
Yes,
we ranked that's the word.
Well, in our New Year, New Me episode, where I remember when I said New Year, New Me, and you let out a audible sigh. You were
audible.
That's the word. You let out an audible sigh at me saying that.
Audible.
Shut up.
An audio bull sounds like a male cow.
No, we're not going on another thing about
a children's book called Audio Bull. Who is a friendly cow who works at a radio station. Audio bowl.
This is a children's book is how you get your way into the sort of writing book, because the first thing Tom DeLonge wrote was a children's book.
Yeah.
So maybe that's your way in.
The Lonely Astronaut.
Yeah, indeed. I still need to get and read all of Tom DeLonge's book. But oh, how fitting that I mentioned Tom DeLonge, because in that episode where we tied up a load of loose ends and went through a load of random ideas that I had, one of the ideas that I had was ranking Blink 182 albums from best to worst. I'm gonna put you on the spot in this one, Dan.
Oh God! I know them all. I was gonna say let me bring up their discography, but I know all the albums off the top of my head. I'm chatting shit.
Okay, go ahead. Do them in order.
Right. So they have 10 albums, right?
Mm-hmm. You tell me.
They have 10 albums. The worst of the worst is 9.
Uh-huh.
I kind of want to put it 9 just for the symmetry of it, but no, that album is by far the worst album they've done. So I'm going to put 9 at 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put... So 9 at 10, California at 9. That's an easy 2.
Uh-huh.
Those two are by far the worst. And I don't really even count them as Blink albums, really.
Yeah, they're not really... I like Alkaline Trio. I like some of their stuff. I think Matt Skiba is great in Alkaline Trio at times, but he wasn't Blink, and it wasn't Blink.
No.
You know?
They should have just had it as a side project, like a Plus 44 or a Boxcar Racer or something.
Mm.
But except those acts actually produced way better stuff.
Plus 44, ooh. Okay.
Yeah, but it's still better than... Yeah. Those two albums. Yeah. I didn't say they were good. I said it was way better than those two albums.
Mm-hmm.
Boxcar Racer is one of the greatest albums ever made, though.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Now it gets difficult. I've got the two shit out of the way.
I mean, I don't think it's difficult because I have that ranking the exact same. I have 9 in the 10. California in the 9. Then when you say your 8, I'll say my 8 and go down that way.
Okay, my 8... which I already know will probably be different from yours, is Dude Ranch, I would say.
Can I ask what the 10 albums that you're including are?
Cheshire Cat.
Uh-huh.
Dude Ranch.
Uh-huh.
Enema of the State.
Uh-huh.
Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Uh-huh.
Blink. Uh-huh. Blink. Neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, there's one I'm missing. Because then it would be Neighborhoods, California, 9, One More Time. So yeah. what's the 10th I'm missing? Is Buddha?
Yeah, I think okay. they call Buddha an album. That's why 9 is 9, because it was their 9th studio album, because they're counting Buddha.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then that's 8.
Mm-hmm.
So Buddha's 8.
Yeah.
Then Dude Ranch. I feel like we're gonna disagree on that.
Yeah.
I very very rarely find myself coming back to Dude Ranch, except for Damn It and the occasional Josie.
No Apple Shampoo. Apple Shampoo is a banger. That's their arguably their most underrated song.
No, because their most underrated song is on the next album, which is Cheshire Cat.
Uh-huh.
Which is Wasting Time.
Okay. I could live with that.
I just find myself returning to the deep cuts on Cheshire Cat more than I do the deep cuts on Dude Ranch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said we're gonna do this in a certain way, then you've totally gone off it already.
Oh, sorry. What do you,
you say yours look, and then so you had we've gone through, you know, you had 9, California, Buddha, then you had Dude Ranch in the number 8 spot. Number 7 spot. I would have Cheshire Cat in the number 7 personally.
Okay.
I'd put that in the 7, and then you had Dude Ranch in the 6.
No, I have Cheshire Cat in the 6.
Then you I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
Could be KSI. Then you had Cheshire Cat in the 6.
Looking for sun rays.
I would have, even though I really like this, I love all these albums barring the Skiba ones. I would have Neighborhoods.
I thought you would, because you're not cool like I am.
I think Neighborhoods has some absolute bangers on it. Up All Night, banger. After Midnight, banger. Ghost on the Dance Floor, banger. Hearts All Gone, banger. But... there's
I'm glad
a lot
you went on. I thought he's just going to name the singles.
No, there's a lot on the Kaleidoscope.
You said the best song in the album, which is Wishing Well.
Wishing Well, also a banger. This is
Home. It Wishing Well or Wishing Wells, actually?
I think it's just Wishing
I think
Well.
It's just Wishing Well.
Natives? Maybe this album does just slap the whole way through. But yeah. I was going to say there's some songs in this which aren't you know, amazing, but it's a banger of an album. But for me, there is five or so that are better.
That's fair enough. I disagree.
Six. Five or six? No, yeah, five.
I would disagree, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. You do you. So, what are we at now? Fifth.
Mm-hmm. This is your top five. Your top five Blink albums. So you had Nine, California, Buddha, Dude Ranch, Cheshire Cat.
I would then have Neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. I'd then have Dude Ranch.
Yeah, and I'd stand by everything I just said in relation.
Honestly, it's fair. They're close, but I don't know. Neighborhoods sometimes gets a bit too Angels in Their Ways, Boxcar Racer kind of vibes, which is great, but that's not necessarily what I'm listening to Blink for.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Neighborhoods would be next for me because I love that album. I already said that. So I'm on to four now, aren't I?
Mm.
All right. Fourth. Maybe in the future it will go higher up, but right now I'm putting One More Time fourth.
I would agree. I would have One More Time in the four.
Yeah.
Love that album. Amazing. I cried multiple times listening to it, even though it's not an emotional album. It's just it was everything I wanted it to be. It was incredible. It was my album of the year last year. You'd notice if you listened to the year-end award. But it's still in the four for me, just for... There's the Holy Trinity.
Yeah, obvious reasons. You know,
are the three of the greatest albums ever made. Definitely the three greatest pop-punk albums ever made. But
I don't know if I agree with that, personnellement.
What would you put ahead of it? Like, Life's Not Out to Get You?
Life's Not Out to Get You, I would consider putting ahead of it. I was more thinking American Idiot.
Does American Idiot have a song called American Idiot on it? But yeah, it American Idiot is... Yeah, but is that a pure pop-punk album?
Maybe not, actually.
I feel like you could argue that it is, but to me, I don't... When I think pop-punk, I don't think American Idiot.
Yeah, we've been over this. You don't really think Green Day.
Yeah, that's true. Green Day are more like punk rock to me.
When I think of punk rock, I think of, like, The Offspring. No, I think of, like, Descendants and people like that.
Yeah... But that's like old pop-punk rock to me. Mm. I don't know. It's hard because I guess they are a pop-punk band, but I don't think of, you know, that as a pop-punk album. But anyway, that's not what we're ranking here. This is off topic. So
I'm going to... Yeah, okay. So one more time in four.
Yeah, One More Time in four for me as well. Then you got the... How are you going to
divide the Holy Trinity? This is really where it gets really difficult.
Mm.
Because I used to have a different answer, but I feel like it's changed over time.
Interesting. I know what my answer is.
In third place, the lowly third position, I am going to go for Enema of the State.
That is outrageous.
That is third. That is my third position, Enema of the State.
May I ask for an explanation as to why? This isn't as bad as putting Hybrid Theory into five, by the way, because I think
Hybrid Theory is their fifth best album.
It's not. It's their best. But
my explanation would be, I prefer the other two albums.
I mean, I guess that's valid.
No, I don't know. I was thinking about it right now, and I was like, ooh,
I feel like. Because I have Take Off Your Pants and Jacket in the three. I feel like if I was to go track for track, Enema against Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, Enema would always come out on top.
Maybe.
Because we're talking Dumpweed, we're talking Don't Leave Me, we're talking Aliens Exist, we're talking What's My Age Again, we're talking, I never had how to pronounce it, Dicentary Girl?
It's called Dysentery Gary. Is what it's called.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Wow. I was way off with that one.
You were way off.
That's a song that I've never said out loud. Wow. Dysentery Gary. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
That's amazing.
It's definitely Gary. I know that for a fact.
That's like one of my favorite albums ever made, and I don't know it. But oh well. Mm. But we're talking Adam's Song. We're talking All the Small Things. We're talking Party Songs. We're talking Wendy's Clear. We're talking fucking Anthem, the first one.
What, part two?
No, the first one. Anthem Part 2 is on the next one. I love Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. I think it's incredible. But for me, that's the three.
Okay. Well,
and then I'm interested to see how you put the next two.
Yeah, you will be, because in the second, I'm going with the self-titled or untitled, either or.
Wow. Okay. Wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Well, I said it's changed. I've been listening to another one more recently, so.
So Take Off Your Pants and Jacket is your favorite Blink album right now?
Take Off Your Pants and Jacket is number one.
Interesting, because I would go self-titled in the two and Enema in the one. I feel like I made that pretty clear already.
Pretty clear, yeah. I would say so.
Those two are neck and neck for me. I would say that Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, while I love that album and it has so many bangers on it, like the when it's at its heights, I think it's just as good as the other two. But I think the deep cuts on that album are not as strong as the deep cuts on the other ones.
Yeah, I disagree. But, you know,
First Date, Stay Together for the Kids, Rock Show, Anthem Part 2, Reckless Abandon, Please Take Me Home, Every Time I Look at You, Happy Holidays, You Bastards, Story of a Lonely Guy. Online songs. Okay, I'm disproving my point once again.
Yeah,
but
Roller Coaster.
Yep, Roller Coaster.
That's not how it goes. That's Dance Gavin Dance. But
but wow, I did not see that coming. I thought for sure you were gonna have self-titled. Well,
for the longest time, self-titled has been my favorite. It probably still is, but I've just been listening to Take Off Your Pants and Jacket a lot recently.
It's a great album.
It is a great album, but is it better than self-titled? Self-titled's always been my go-to, so I've surprised myself.
It's really
tough. I'm sticking with what I said.
It's really tough, isn't it? Because I feel like with for me with Linkin Park, it's kind of easier, because for me there's a set order, whereas this almost has a set order. But I feel like depending on my mood, those front three could swap around. Definitely the top two with self-titled and Enema.
Will you stop disrespecting Take Off Your Pants and Jacket?
I love that album, but I think the other two are stronger. As a whole, I think they're stronger. And I think if we sat down Tom DeLonge right now and asked him what the best Blink albums are, I feel like he would say Enema of the State and Self-Titled. He thinks Self-Titled is their best work.
Well, he would, wouldn't he? That's more of a Tom album.
Yeah.
A modern Tom album. I feel like their best albums all really come across as Tom albums. I don't know how to, because like if Mark wasn't in the band, if there was someone else on bass, there's a chance they could have made some of the songs on like Enema or Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. But if Tom wasn't in the band, they wouldn't have made those albums.
Yeah.
It would be completely different, as shown by the fact that they did make albums without Tom. They sucked.
They did suck.
Whereas everything Tom's done without Mark still slaps.
He's just the best. Tom DeLonge he's my hero in a way. You know,
I would go to war for Tom DeLonge and Jeff Ramsey.
Yep. if it was like you had a dinner and you could invite four guests, my guests would be very interested in the way that there'd be Jeff Ramsey from Rooster Teeth / Achievement Hunter / Fuckface, Tom DeLonge from Blink, Bob Dylan from Being Himself.
Bob Dylan.
Ooh, who's the last one? Torn between Tim Burton and Lionel Messi. But I feel like Lionel Messi wouldn't talk to me.
He doesn't speak English.
He speaks a very tiny amount of English, and he would probably be uncomfortable being around these people anyway, so I'd probably just invite Tim Burton instead.
I'd love to see Messi and Tom interact. I'd love to see what
God,
that looks like.
That would be hilarious. Lionel Messi and
also,
Tom
the height difference would be very funny.
Dude, he's 6 foot four. He's a six
he's
foot
huge.
Four dude. He's a big
he's
guy.
Big. He is a big guy.
Speaking of big guys, the Extremely Uninteresting Podcast, we're huge. And we're back. I think we should wrap up here.
Unless
you've got something else to jump in, I think we just finished our Blink rankings. Maybe you could, before we go, who are your four guests that you invite into your dinner?
I'm going to try and mix it up and not invite anyone who you're inviting. The purpose of my dinner is more just to see what's going on with these people. So I'm inviting Andrew Panton.
Yep.
I'm inviting Mike Croon from the Internet Box. I'm inviting Carl Pilkington. And as things stand currently, there's a podcast called the You Should Know Podcast, which I found on TikTok, which I don't listen to all the time, but one of the people on it, Peyton, mm-hmm. is the strangest person I have ever listened to. So he's coming as well. And I'm just sitting down there with those four people. And if Peyton can't come from America, I'll get, or Panton doesn't want to go, I'll get Lewis Bowden from fucking Pitside. And I'm sitting those people down. I'd be like, right, lads,
go ahead.
What's going on? Go ahead.
It would be entertaining if nothing yeah. else. Mine would be right. just me being like, you owe me so much to me.
Yeah. I would be too emotional for that sort of thing. Yeah. So I'm inviting the weirdos.
If I ever met Jeff Ramsey, I feel like I would just break down and cry. The amount of times I've cried with him.
But he doesn't even know it,
you know. But anyway, extremely uninteresting podcast.
I feel mean calling them the weirdos, the interesting ones. Like Andrew Panton isn't like a weirdo in the same way that like Mike Kroon is a weirdo, but they're both just interesting in like the way they think and things just fascinates me.
It's just different from your own perspective of life that it would be interesting. Speaking of interesting, this podcast is extremely uninteresting.
What?
It's what?
Easy for you to say. You can't even say the name of our own podcast.
We already know this. Extremely uninteresting. We're happy to be back. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Extremely Uninteresting. We'll be back in a couple weeks' time with episode 93. Anything else to add, Danky?
I forgot I was Danky. Danky! I actually did write the Kelvin Bachelor story. I wrote an entire novel of Degrees of Separation, but the Nostalgia Critic stole it from me.
Oh.
And he won't give it back.
Everyone, so go to the Nostalgia Critic's socials and tell him to give back the Kelvin Bachelor's book.
No, give back Degrees of Separation, #FreeKelvin.
Do that now. And then come back in a couple of weeks' time. And follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And give us a review, preferably 5 stars.
That would be great. That'd be great.
Thank you.
Let's gather around the podcast and sing our outro song. Our PODCASTOUTRO song. And if you don't think that we can sing it faster, then you're wrong. It'll help if you just sing along. Bom, bom, bom. PODCASTOUTRO song. PODCASTOUTRO song. It'll help if it's the outro song. Podcast, thanks for listening. Bye.